This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala amdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Lighayri Natiqin Biha. Our current series, Lessons in the Arabic Language for Non-Arabic Speaking Students. Walhamdulillah. We are currently in volume 2, and bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis we begin with lesson number 5. Walhamdulillah. Ad-Darsul Khamisu. Ad-Darsul Khamisu. Lesson 5. We have the Mudarris and we have Hamid. Al-Mudarrisu. Man fataha bab al-fasli. Man fataha bab al-fasli. Man who. Fataha opened. Opened what? Bab al-fasli. Excellent. Man fataha bab al-fasli. Who opened the door of the classroom? Who opened the classroom door? Mumtaz. This verb, this fi'il, fataha. This is what we call a fi'il muta'addi. Fi'il muta'addi. Whereas the verb, the fi'il kharaja, is fi'il lazim. What does all of that mean? It means this, that verbs like kharaja, if you just said kharaja Muhammadun, Muhammad has left, full stop. It gives you the complete meaning. The fi'il lazim, certain verbs, they have their full meaning within themselves. They're not dependent upon any other word. Walhamdulillah. Whereas, a fi'il muta'addi, it transcends itself. It applies itself upon something else. Like we just learnt. Fataha Muhammadun, for example. Muhammad opened. What did Muhammad open? There has to be something that he opened. This action of fataha had to fall upon something. So this verb here requires that thing mentioned. It requires the item which was opened. And so that's why we call this type of verb a fi'il muta'addi. It transcended itself. It applied itself upon something else. Whereas kharaja, Muhammad kharaja. Muhammad left, full stop, meaning done. Whereas Muhammad opened, well, what did he open? He opened the door, he opened the car, he opened the bottle. Many things he could have opened. Bring us the thing which was opened. Fataha Muhammadun al-kitaba. Muhammad opened the book. Mumtaz. So this is what we call fi'il muta'addi. Previously in the book and book one, all the verbs that we learned, they were fi'il lazim. They were just the ordinary, simple type of verbs. Whereas now, this verb requires something upon which its action fell. Walhamdulillah. And the item upon which the action is done, we call this a maf'ul bihi. A maf'ul bihi. That the action fell upon this item. Like, Fataha Muhammadun al-kitaba. Fataha opened. Who opened? Muhammad opened. What did he open? He opened the book. So the book will have a fatha. Why? It's mansub. Why is it mansub? It is in the fatha form because it is the object. It's the maf'ul bihi. It's the object. Walhamdulillah. Another example. Ra'aytu Hamidan. I saw. Who did the seeing? Myself. What's the verb? I was seeing. Who did I see? Ra'aytu Hamidan. I saw Hamid. Hamid is the object. Sa'ala al-waladu. The boy asked. Ummahu. Sa'ala al-waladu. Ummahu. The boy asked his mother. Sa'ala al-waladu. The boy asked who? Ummahu. Why umma? Because she's the object. She's the one who was asked. Walhamdulillah. And so again, المدرس من فتح باب الفصل. Who opened the door of the classroom. So باب الفصل is the مفعول به. باب الفصل is our object. And then باب is مضاف and فصل is مضاف إليه. That's the relationship there. And that's why فصل has a كسرة, because it is the classroom door مضاف إليه. Hamid says أنا فتحته. I opened. فتحت like جلست, like كتبت. I sat, I opened. قرأت, I read. أنا فتحت, I opened it. فتحته, I opened it. Opened it. What's the it? The door of the classroom. مدرس, المدرس. ومن فتح النوافذ. And who opened the windows? نافذة, one. Plural, نوافذة. جيد, نوافذة. Windows. Who opened the windows? أنا فتحتها. Ali says, أنا فتحتها. I opened it. And the it here is the feminine. Why is it feminine? Because نوافذ is feminine. How is it feminine? Non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. And so the many windows, we treat this non-rational, we treat them as singular feminine. أنا فتحتها. I opened them. What's the them? The windows. ممتاز. المدرس. من كسر هذا المكتبة. So they found a desk which was broken. من كسر هذا المكتبة. من كسر هذا المكتبة. Who broke this desk? من كسر هذا المكتبة. المكتبة is also the مفعول به. It's the object. من كسر هذا المكتبة. Who broke this desk? Who broke the desk? The breaking fell on the desk. What's broken the desk? من كسر هذا المكتبة. أأنت كسرته يا هاشم. أأنت كسرته يا هاشم. أأنت, did you? كسرت, broke it. كسرته, who? Did you break it? كسرت, because I'm speaking to somebody. I'm speaking to Hashim there. أنا كسرت. أنت كسرت. أنا كسرت. I broke. أنت كسرت. You broke. أنت كسرته. You broke it. يا هاشم. Did you break it, oh هاشم? لا. No, he did not break it. Negative type of question. If it's in the negative, in the answer, then we answer with لا. أنت كسرته. Oh, no, this is not a negative type of question. He's asking a simple question. أنت كسرته يا هاشم. Did you break it, oh هاشم? So normal type of question. لا, إني ما كسرته. No, I did not break it. ما ذهبت, I did not go. ما جلست, I did not sit. ما قرأت, I did not read. ما كسرت, I did not break it. ما كسرته. I did not break it. Break it what? The desk. Then the مدري says, أرجع زكريا وحمزة وعثمان من مكة. أرجع, did return. Who? زكريا وحمزة وعثمان من مكة. Did these people return from Mecca? Take note. Hamza is a diptote. Uthman is a diptote. Zakaria is a diptote. Zakaria is a diptote because non-Arabic name in origin. Hamzatu is a diptote because it ends with a ta. Uthman is a diptote because it's on the scale of fa'lanu. Min Makkata, did they return from Mecca? La, ma raja'u. No, they did not return. One person raja'a. Many people, رجعوا. One person, ذهب. Many people, ذهبوا. One individual, كتب, wrote. Many individuals, كتبوا. So here, ما رجعوا. They did not return. ممتاز. يا أستاذ, Abbas says, خرج الطلاب الجدد. Important. خرج الطلاب الجدد. خرج الطلاب الجدد. We learned that if we're speaking about طلاب, which is plural, then shouldn't we have خرجوا? We should say خرجوا. But why here we're saying خرج? This is something new. If we bring the verb before the noun, then all you have to worry about is the gender. So you have brought the verb before the noun, which is طلاب. We don't know whether you're going to be speaking about 1 student, 10 students, 50 students, etc. Right? So we just go with the singular. But if you change the order, if you said الطلاب, then you would have to say خرجوا. الطلاب خرجوا. الطلاب خرجوا. الطلاب ذهبوا. الطلاب قرأوا. Opposite order. خرج الطلاب. Simple. خرج الطلاب. ذهب الطلاب. قرأ الطلاب. كتب الطلاب. خرج الطلاب الجدد. The new students, they exited. وذهبوا إلى المديري. See now, this word ذهبوا, because it's brought after طلاب. We already know we're speaking about a group of male students. A very important sentence. خرج الطلاب الجدد وذهبوا إلى المدير. خرج الطلاب الجدد وذهبوا إلى المدير. Hope you understand the reason why we have خرج unaffected, and then we have ذهبوا, which has been put in the plural form. The مدرس says, أفهمت الدرس يا طلحة؟ أفهمت الدرس يا طلحة؟ أفهمت الدرس يا طلحة؟ Did you understand the lesson, O طلحة؟ نعم فهمته جيدا. نعم فهمته. I understood it. فهمته. I understood it. جيدا. Very well. أكتبت الأجوبة يا فيصل؟ The teacher asks, أكتبت, did you write? Speaking to one individual, أكتبت, كتبت, أكتبت, did you write? What? الأجوبة, the answers. أكتبت الأجوبة يا فيصل. أكتبت الأجوبة يا فيصل. أكتبت الأجوبة يا فيصل. أكتبت الأجوبة يا فيصل. Did you write the answers, O فيصل? لا, ما كتبتها. لا, ما كتبتها. لا, ما كتبتها. No, I did not write them. I did not write them. What's the them? The answers. Again, أكتبت الأجوبة يا فيصل. أكتبت الأجوبة يا فيصل. لا, ما كتبتها. No, I did not write them. لماذا? Why? لأنني ما فهمت الأسئلة. لأنني, because I. We learned in the previous lesson. لأن, because. لأنني, because I. ما فهمت. I did not understand. Do not understand what? ما فهمت الأسئلة. See, this verb, فهم, to understand something, is a فعل متعدي. We need to know what you didn't understand. We can't just say ما فهمت. ما فهمت what? You didn't understand the question, the answer, the instructions. ما فهمت الأسئلة. ما فهمت الأسئلة. I did not understand the questions. لأنني ما فهمت الأسئلة. لأنني ما فهمت الأسئلة. ممتاز. The مدرس says, أحفظت. 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 Did you memorize سورة الفجر يا إبراهيم؟ أحفظت سورة الفجر يا إبراهيم؟ أحفظت سورة الفجر يا إبراهيم؟ نعم حفظتها. نعم حفظتها. نعم حفظتها. Yes, I memorized it. The surah is feminine because the word surah ends with a ta. نعم حفظتها. Yes, I memorized it. وحفظت, and I memorized سورة التين أيضا. And I also memorized سورة التين. وحفظت سورة التين أيضا. وحفظت سورة التين أيضا. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, this lesson is not a difficult lesson. This is an easy lesson بإذن الله تعالى. We're learning two new matters. Number one, a difference between different types of verbs. فعل لازم خرج. It gives us the meaning in and of itself. Whereas we have فعل متعدي like فهم, like فتح. You open something, you understood something. We need to bring the something. We need to bring the object of your understanding, the object of your opening. Then we learnt, we can say, الطلاب ذهبوا. الطلاب خرجوا. Or if it's a group of females, الطالبات ذهبنا. الطالبات خرجنا. Excellent. Change the order. Bring the verb first. You only worry about the gender. ذهب الطلاب. ذهب الطلاب. ذهب الطلاب. خرج الطلاب. خرج الطلاب. And if it's the feminine, ذهبت الطالبة. ذهبت الطالبة. خرجت خرجت الطالبات. خرجت الطالبات. ذهبت الطالبات. Plural. ذهبت الطالبات. خرجت الطالبات. Other order. الطالبات ذهبنا. الطالبات خرجنا. والحمد لله. We begin the تمارين بإذن الله تعالى. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. أين ذهب الطلاب الجدد؟ أين ذهب الطلاب الجدد؟ أين ذهب الطلاب الجدد؟ أين where ذهب went who went الطلاب الجدد؟ أين ذهب الطلاب الجدد؟ جواب ذهبوا إلى المدير. ذهبوا إلى المدير. ذهبوا إلى المدير. Is that correct? They went to the principal. They went to the director or the principal. Number two. أفهم طلحة الدرس. أفهم طلحة الدرس. أفهم طلحة الدرس. Did طلحة understand the lesson? نعم فهمه جيدا. نعم فهمه جيدا. نعم فهمه جيدا. Yes, he understood it very well. نعم فهمه جيدا. Yes, he understood it well. نعم فهمه جيدا. نعم فهمه جيدا. Yes, he understood it well. Number three. أي سورة حافظ إبراهيم؟ أي سورة حافظ إبراهيم؟ أي سورة حافظ إبراهيم؟ Which surah did Ibrahim memorize? Which surah did Ibrahim memorize? حافظ سورة الفجر. حافظ سورة الفجر. It's the object. سورة الفجر. حافظ سورة الفجر. وسورة التين. وسورة التين. حافظ سورة الفجر. وسورة التين. حافظ سورة الفجر. وسورة التين. ممتاز. And then number four. من فتح النوافذ؟ من فتح النوافذ؟ من فتح النوافذ؟ من فتح النوافذ؟ Who opened the windows? من فتح النوافذ؟ Who opened the windows? Who opened the windows? جواب فتحها علي. فتحها علي. فتحها علي. Opened it علي. علي opened. Ali opened it. Who opened it? Ali opened it. Walhamdulillah. Mumtaz. 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 Number two. ضع هذه العلامة أمام الجمل الصحيحة وهذه العلامة أمام الجمل غير الصحيحة. Put a tick in front of that which is correct and a cross in front of that which is incorrect. Let's see. فتح علي الفصل. فتح علي الفصل. فتح علي الفصل. Ali opened the classroom. La, incorrect. Who opened the classroom? It was Hamid. Number two. ما رجع زكريا وحمزة وعثمان من مكة. ما رجع. ما رجع. ما رجع زكريا وحمزة وعثمان من مكة. That زكريا, حمزة, عثمان have not returned from Mecca. That is correct. Correct. Number three. ما كتب فيصل الأجوبة لأنه ما فهم الأسئلة. لأنه ما فهم الأسئلة. That is correct. That Faisal did not write down the answers because he did not understand the questions. Again, ما كتب فيصل. ما كتب فيصل. Faisal did not write الأجوبة. Did not write what the lesson, the answers. لماذا? Why? لأنه ما فهم الأسئلة. Because he did not understand the questions. ممتاز. Number four. ما كتب فيصل الأجوبة لأن قلمه مكسور. ما كتب فيصل الأجوبة لأن قلمه مكسور. ما كتب فيصل الأجوبة لأن قلمه مكسور. فيصل did not write down the answers because his pen is broken. Incorrect, incorrect, incorrect. So that answer there is خطأ. It is غير صحيح. It is not correct. ممتاز, ممتاز. Exercise number 3. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. Ponder over the following. القرآن. قرأ الطالب القرآن. قرأ الطالب. What did he read? القرآن. القرآن is the object. The student read the Quran. Next one. القهوة. The coffee. شرب الضيف. The guest drank what? Al-qahwata, it's the object. Ad-darsu, the lesson. Katab al-mudarrisu ad-darsa, the teacher wrote the lesson. Kataba wrote, who wrote? Al-mudarrisu, what did he write? Ad-darsa is the object. Al-babu, fatahat aminatul baba. Amina opened the door. The door is the object. It's the thing which was opened. That verb, fatahat, affected this door. That opening, the verb, the action fell upon the door. And so they break it down there. They say, qara'a talibu al-qur'ana, qara'a is the fi'il, qara'a is our verb. Al-talibu is the fa'il, the doer, the one who did the action of reading. And then what did he read? Al-qur'ana. Al-qur'ana is the object. It's called the maf'ul bihi, or the object. So we have the fi'il, verb. We have the fa'il, the doer, and we have the maf'ul bihi, the object. And the rule is that the fa'il always has a dhamma, it is marfu', and the maf'ul bihi, or the object, is always mansub. Walhamdulillah, with a fatha. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 4. They want you to pick out the verb, the maf'ul bihi, which is the object, and the fa'il. عين الفاعل والمفعول به في الجمل الآتية. They want you to pick out the doer and the object. So ضع خطا واحدا تحت الفاعل. Want you to put one line under the doer. وخطين تحت المفعول به. And two lines under the object. ممتاز. كسر الطفل القلم. كسر الطفل القلم. كسر الطفل القلم. كسر, to break. Who broke? The boy, the kid, the child broke. Broke what? القلم. كسر الطفل القلم. So الطفل is the doer, is the fa'il. Look at the fa'il's got a dhamma. The fa'il always has a dhamma. And the object, al-qalama, is mansub, takes the fatha. And so, tifl is our fa'il, and the qalam is our maf'ul bihi. Mumtaz. Number 2. غسلت آمنة المنديلة. غسلت آمنة المنديلة. غسلت washed. Who? آمنة. What? المنديلة. غسلت آمنة المنديلة. آمنة washed the handkerchief. So who did the washing? Who's the doer? آمنة. What did she wash? The مفعول به, the object, المنديلة. ممتاز. أكل أسامة العنب. أكل, ate. Who? أسامة. أسامة is the doer. What did he eat? العنب. وأكلت زوجته الموزة. وأكلت and ate. زوجة, his wife. زوجته, so she is another doer. وأكلت زوجته الموزة. What did she eat? She ate a banana. She ate a mose, a banana. So we have two doers. One is the brother Usama, and the other dua is his wife. And what's the object? The first object, the object of Usama's eating was inab, grapes, and the object of her eating was the mawza, which is the banana. MashaAllah. Number four. Sharibat al-baqaratu al-ma'a. Technically, we would pronounce it as sharibatil baqaratu, joining there. Sharibatil baqaratu al-ma'a. Sharibatil baqaratu al-ma'a. Sharibatil baqaratu al-ma'a. Drank the cow water. The cow drank water. Who did the drinking? Al-baqaratu is the fa'il. And the object, al-ma'a. Al-ma'a, water. Hafiza Hamzatul Qur'ana. Hafiza Hamzatul Qur'ana. Hafiza Hamzatu al-Qur'ana. Hamza memorized. Hamza memorized the Qur'an. Who did the memorizing? Hamzatu is the fa'il. What did he memorize? Al-Qur'ana. Mumtaz. Number six. Darabat Fatimatu bintaha. Darabat Fatimatu. Darabat Fatimatu bintaha. Fatima hit her daughter. Darabat Fatimatu bintaha. Darabat hit, reprimanded. Amina, or rather Fatima. Jayid. Darabat Fatimatu bintaha. Remember, some of you have the old version of the book, some of you have the new version of the books, and there's slight differences between them. Darabat Aminatu or Darabat Fatimatu bintaha. Bintaha, her daughter. So, who did the hitting? It was Fatimatu. Who was the one who got hit? Bint. Binta. 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 Excellent. Bintaha. And so that is our object. Number seven. قتل الرجل الحية بالحجري. قتل الرجل, the man killed. What? الحية, the man killed the snake. How? بالحجري, with a stone, with a rock. قتل الرجل الحية بالحجري. قتل الرجل الحية بالحجري. Number eight. سمع بلال الأذان وذهب إلى المسجد. سمع بلال الأذان. Bilal heard the adhan. وذهب إلى المسجد, and he went to the masjid. سمع بلال الأذان. سمع بلال الأذان وذهب إلى المسجد. سمع بلال الأذان وذهب إلى المسجد. سمع بلال الأذان وذهب إلى المسجد. Bilal heard the adhan and he went to the masjid. Bilal heard the adhan and he went to the masjid. Again, سَمِعَ بِلَالٌ الْأَذَانَ وَذَهَبَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. So, سَمِعَ is the verb. Who heard? بِلَالٌ is the fa'il. What did he hear? الْأَذَانَ. Mumtaz. كَتَبَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الدَّرْسَ عَلَى السَّبُورَةِ. كَتَبَ الْمُدَرِّسُ, مُدَرِّسُ is the fa'il, the dua. Ad-darsa, what did he write? Ad-darsa, the lesson. Ala sabūrati, on the board. Fatahal baqqalu. Fatahal baqqalu, open the grocer. Fatahal baqqalu. Baqqalu is the doer, the fa'il. What did he open? Ad-dukkana. Ad-dukkana, that's the maf'ool bihi, that's the object. Fatahal baqqalu ad-dukkana fi as-sa'ati ath-thaminati, at 8 o'clock. Fatahal baqqalu ad-dukkana fi as-sa'ati ath-thaminati. Mumtaz. Raqam 5, exercise number 5. Akmil al-jumal al-atiya bi kalimat munasiba wadbitha bi-shakl. Answer the following questions. And basically fill in the blanks, but making sure that whatever you put there, you know, we understand it quite clearly, and also complete it, put in the signs, the Dhamma, the Fatha, and the Kasra, so they understand that you know what's going on. Let's see. Exercise number 5. Man fataha. What? Man fataha al-baba. Man fataha al-baba. Man fataha al-baba. Baba with a fatha. Who opened the door? Man fataha al-baba. Man fataha al-baba. Mumtaz. Number 2. Ghasalat ukhti al-qamisa. Ghasalat ukhti al-qamisa. My sister washed the handkerchief. Handkerchief is the object with a fatha. Ghasalat ukhti al-qamisa. Another one. غسلت أختي المنديلة. غسلت أختي السيارة. My sister washed the car. Number three. Something الرجل الحية بالعصا. قتل. قتل, he killed. قتل الرجل. The man killed. The doer is the man. So he's got a dhamma. قتل الرجل. What? الحية. الحية بالعصا. The man killed the... The man killed a snake with a stick. Mumtaz, this lesson very, very, very important. Number four. Something Yusuf al-Qahwata. Something Yusuf al-Qahwata. Shariba Yusufu 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 al-Qahwata. Mumtaz, number five. Something أو rather, كتب المدرس something على السبورة. كتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. كتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. كتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. Number six. Something سعاد الخبز. Something سعاد الخبز. Something سعاد الخبز. أكلت. أكلت. Ate. She ate. أكلت سعاد الخبز. أكلت سعاد الخبز. أكلت سعاد الخبز. Number seven. قرأت. I read. قرأت. What? القرآن. قرأت الكتاب. قرأت الصحف. I read the newspapers. قرأت القرآن. Number eight. Something. Something. الأذان يا حمزة. أسمعت. أسمعت. I'm talking to Hamza directly. So, أسمعت. أسمعت. Did you hear? أسمعت الأذان يا حمزة. أسمعت الأذان يا حمزة. أسمعت الأذان يا حمزة. أسمعت الأذان يا حمزة. Number nine. Something التاجر الدكانة. فتح التاجر الدكان. فتح, to open. فتح التاجر الدكان. And number 10, the last one. خرج الطلاب من الفصل. خرج الطلاب من الفصل. خرج, exited, left. الطلاب. الطلاب is plural, but nonetheless, we still have a singular verb. Why? Because the verb came before the noun. We said خرج الطلاب من الفصل. But if we change the order, if we said, we said it in a nominal sentence, not a verbal sentence. We said it in a nominal sentence. It would be, الطلاب خرجوا من الفصل. الطلاب خرجوا من الفصل. والحمد لله. Exercise number 6. اجعل كل من الكلمات الآتية مفعولا به واضبط أواخرا. Ha. Change all of the following words into, change the following words into objects, into objects. So Al-Qur'anu, make it Al-Qur'ana. So make a sentence where it becomes Al-Qur'ana. Example, simple one. قرأت القرآن. قرأت القرآن. قرأت القرآن. I read the Qur'an. قهوة. شربت القهوة. شربت القهوة. شربت القهوة. شربت القهوة. Or you ask somebody, أشربت القهوة. أشربت. Did you drink the coffee? أشربت القهوة. Number three. التفاح. So make it التفاحة. Give us a sentence. For example, أكل محمد التفاحة. Muhammad ate the apple. أكل محمد التفاحة. أكل محمد التفاحة. الباب. فتح محمد الباب. فتح محمد الباب. محمد open the door. فتح محمد الباب. أو من فتح الباب. من فتح الباب. من فتح الباب. من فتح الباب. Who opened the door? You could even say, أنا فتحت الباب. أنا فتحت الباب. I opened the door. I opened the door. So we have بابا. ممتاز. الدرس. Make it الدرس. For example, we could say, أفهمت الدرس. أفهمت. You're asking somebody. أفهمت الدرس. أفهمت الدرس. Did you understand the lesson? أكتبت الدرس. Did you write down the lesson? أكتبت. الدرس أكتبت الدرس. Talking about yourself, you could say كتبت الدرس كتبت الدرس كتبت الدرس. I wrote the lesson. And the last one, القميص. Make it القميصة. For example, غسلت أمي القميصة غسلت أمي القميصة. My mother washed the shirt. غسلت أمي القميصة غسلت أمي القميصة. والحمد لله. Number 7, بإذن الله تعالى. Ponder over the following. We said that this is something new in this lesson. Let's see. الطلاب ذهبوا إلى الملعب. We learned this previously. الطلاب plural. And so this is a nominal sentence. We're beginning with a noun. الطلاب ذهبوا إلى الملعب. The students went to the playground. But if we turn it into a verbal sentence, look below. ذهب الطلاب إلى الملعب. Here the verb will be in the singular form because it comes before the noun. ذهب الطلاب إلى الملعب. Same thing on the feminine side. الطالبات ذهبن إلى المكتبة. الطالبات ذهبن إلى المكتبة. الطالبات ذهبن إلى المكتبة. Change the order around. ذهبت الطالبات إلى المكتبة ذهبت الطالبات إلى المكتبة ذهبت الطالبات إلى المكتبة. ممتاز. And so they give you a full exercise dealing with this matter. Let's see. Number 8. الأولاد plural. الأولاد شربوا القهوة. الأولاد شربوا القهوة. الأولاد شربوا القهوة. Change it around. شرب الأولاد القهوة. شرب الأولاد القهوة. شرب الأولاد القهوة. Get the hang of it. Number 2. الناس سمعوا الأذان. الناس, the people, سمعوا, heard الأذان. الناس سمعوا الأذان. Change it around. سمع الناس الأذان. سمع الناس الأذان. Same meaning. The people heard the أذان. Number 3. الطلاب كتبوا الأجوبة. الطلاب كتبوا الأجوبة. The students wrote down the answers. Change it around. كتب الطلاب الأجوبة. كتب الطلاب الأجوبة. كتب الطلاب الأجوبة. Number 4. الطالبات دخلن الفصل. الطالبات دخلن الفصل. The female students entered the classroom. الطالبات دخلن الفصل. Change it around. دخلت الطالبات الفصل. We only have to worry about the gender. So here we're talking about feminine. And so, دخلت الطالبات الفصل. دخلت الطالبات الفصل. دخلت الطالبات الفصل. Number 3. المدرسون خرجوا من الفصل. المدرسون خرجوا من الفصل. Change it around. خرج المدرسون. خرج المدرسون من الفصول. Number 6. زملائي. جيد. زملائي. My colleagues. رجعوا من مكة. زملائي رجعوا من مكة. رجع زملائي من مكة. رجع زملائي من مكة. My colleagues returned from مكة. Number 7. أخواتي. My sisters. غسلنا القمصان. My sisters washed the shirts. أخواتي غسلنا القمصان. أخواتي غسلنا القمصان. Okay, let's change that around. غسلت أخواتي القمصان. غسلت أخواتي القمصان. ممتاز. Number 8. التجار فتحوا الدكاكين. التجار فتحوا الدكاكين. So that's masculine. Let's change it around. We would say فتح التجار الدكاكين. فتح التجار الدكاكين. In fact, Using the verbal sentence is much easier. Fatahat tujaru ad-dakakina. Number 9. At-tabibatu dhahabna ila al-mustashfa. The female doctors have gone to the hospital. Dhahabat at-tabibatu ila al-mustashfa. Dhahabat at-tabibatu ila al-mustashfa. And the last one there. At-tulabu fahimu ad-darsa. The students understood the lesson. At-tulabu fahimu ad-darsa. Change it around. فَهِمَ الطُّلَّابُ الدَّرْسَ فَهِمَ الطُّلَّابُ الدَّرْسَ فَهِمَ الطُّلَّابُ الدَّرْسَ فَهِمَ الطُّلَّابُ الدَّرْسَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ Exercise number 9. تَأَمَّلْ الْأَمْثِلَ الْآتِيَ Ponder over the following. خَرَجَ الطُّلَّابُ وَذَهَبُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ They bring both of them there. So you can understand. Kharaja at-tullabu. Kharaja is in the singular form. Why? Because it came before the noun, which is at-tullabu. But as for dhahabu, we will adjust it. Why? Because it came after the noun. Kharaja at-tullabu wa dhahabu. The students exited and they went. قَرَأَ الطُّلَّابُ وَكَتَبُوا The students read and they wrote. أَكَلَ النَّاسُ وَشَرِبُوا The people ate and they drank. أَكَلَ النَّاسُ وَشَرِبُوا The people ate and they drank. Then they give you some words and they tell you that you need to make up some sentences. So they give you دَخَلَ and جَلَسَ. دَخَلَ and جَلَسَ. Example. دخل الطلاب دخل الطلاب دخل الطلاب الفصل وجلسوا دخل الطلاب الفصل وجلسوا دخل الطلاب الفصل وجلسوا ممتاز. So they want you to use دخل for the طلاب. So دخل الطلاب دخل الطلاب دخل الطلاب الفصل دخل الطلاب الفصل وجلسوا Number two. They give you ضرب, they give you قتل. They give you أولاد and الحية. جيد. So we could say ضرب الأولاد ضرب الأولاد The kids hit الحية ضرب الأولاد الحية وقتلوها جيد. وقتلوها وقتل وقتلوا وقتلوا وقتلوها وقتلوها they killed it ضرب الأولاد الحية وقتلوها ضرب الأولاد الحية وقتلوها the students hit the snake and they killed it one more time ضرب الأولاد وقت ضرب الأولاد what الحية the boys the students the kids they hit the snake وقتلوها and they killed it number three قرأ الطلاب so they give you قرأ they give you فهم two verbs they give you الطلاب and الدرس so what could we make قرأ الطلاب الدرس قرأ الطلاب الدرس قرأ الطلاب الدرس وفهموه وَفَهِمُوهُ And they understood it. وَفَهِمُوهُ The dars. Dars is masculine. وَفَهِمُوهُ قَرَأَ الطُّلَّابُ الدَّرْسَ وَفَهِمُوهُ They understood. فَهِمُوهُ And they understood it. Number four. سَمِعَ ذَهَبَ النَّاسُ الْأَذَانَ الْمَسْجِدِ Make a sentence. سَمِعَ النَّاسُ الْأَذَانَ وَذَهَبُوا إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ سمع الناس الأذان وذهبوا إلى المسجد والحمد لله. Then they ask you in exercise number 10 to make up sentences with the following words. أكل أكل محمد التفاحة أكل محمد التفاحة محمد ate the apple. غسل محمد القميص محمد washed the shirt. غسل محمد القميص. قرأ بلال الكتاب. قرأ بلال الكتاب. بلال read the book. كتب سليمان الدرس. سليمان wrote the lesson. ضرب أبي. ضرب أبي. My father hit. ضرب أبي المكتبة. My father hit the desk. ضرب أبي المكتبة ضرب ضرب أبي المكتبة. ضرب أبي المكتبة. ضرب أبي المكتبة. قتل. قتل. قتل محمد الحية. محمد killed the snake. قتل محمد الحية. دخل الطلاب الفصل. دخل الطلاب الفصل. The students enter the classroom. خرج الطلاب من الفصل. خرج الطلاب من الفصل. The students exited from the classroom. حفظ محمد القرآن. حفظ محمد القرآن. محمد memorized what? The object, the Quran. شرب. شرب بلال الماء. شرب بلال الماء. بلال drank the water. فهم. فهم محمد الدرس. محمد understood the lesson. فهم محمد الدرس. سمع. سمع خالد الأذان. خالد heard the أذان. سمع خالد الأذان. ممتاز. والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We hope that you are getting the grasp of the فعل verb. The فاعل, the doer, and the مفعول به, which is the object. والحمد لله. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. من فتح الباب. من فتح الباب. Who opened the door. أنا فتحته. أنا فتحته. أنا فتحته. I opened it. أنا فتحت. I opened. Who? It. أنا فتحته. I opened it. من فتح النوافذ. Who opened the windows. Non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Who opened the windows? أنا فتحتها. أنا فتحتها. I opened them. And lastly, new words. العنب, the grape. الموز, the banana. التين, the fig. الفجر, the fajr, the early morning, the fajr. جواب أجوبة, answers. سؤال أسئلة, questions. البقال, the grocer. العصا, عصا is a stick. حية, snake. حيات, snakes. سمع, to hear, to listen. فهم, to understand. And lastly, شرب means. شرب means. شرب means to drink. He drank. شرب, he drank. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Before we end off, a maxim from the noble Quran, and this is maxim number 36. ما شاء الله. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. In Surah تغابن, verse number 16. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم. إنما أموالكم أولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. Then Allah mentions فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. Allah mentions the issue of the spouse and the issue of your children and all of these matters. And Allah states فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم. This rule فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم, it applies in so many chapters of fiqh, subhanAllah, that maybe sometimes you are unable to do certain actions. Well, do what you can and leave what you can't. What's the rule? Do what you can and leave what you can't. You're traveling. They say that you're not allowed to stand up due to turbulence and you are seated in the plane and you are unable to face the Qibla. We say, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. Have taqwa of Allah to the best of your ability. Do what you can and leave what you are unable, leave what you can't. So many issues related to fiqh come under this matter, that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. And let's say, for example, you are unable to stand and perform salah, and so you sit and perform salah. You are unable to sit, then you lie down on your side, and that's how you perform salah. Do what you can, and you leave, what you can't. Comes the month of Ramadan, and you really, really cannot fast. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. And if you're unable, then you take the concession of not fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embody us with the quality of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our studies of the Arabic language easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us whatever difficulty we might find in learning the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us double. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least let it be that myself and yourself, we are not those who break up the ummah. We might not be able to unite everybody, but we at least can ensure that we are not the reason for the fragmentation of the ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the affairs of the Muslims around the globe. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.